But how does our maintaining loyalty involve more than obedience to Jehovah's laws? Let's listen as Brother James Dillon from the High Level Congregation handles the next part of this symposium, Imitate Loyal Ones, David.
Lovers of Jehovah would never violate one of God's laws deliberately. Is that how you feel? Well, if so, that is commendable. But do we have the same sense of loyalty when it comes to Jehovah's principles? I have here a bottle of water. But what if I told you this bottle of water was not water, but it was blood? You would think, maybe Brother Dillon has had just a little bit too much of fortified coffee this morning. No, it's a bottle of water, but in some cases it could be considered blood. Let's see what we're talking about here when we consider the King David. King David would have known that in the law, his law on blood was very strict. So King David was loyal to the principle behind the law, not just the law, the principle that life is sacred and originates with Jehovah God. Blood was only to be used for atonement. So in that case, blood was not to be used for anything else. And it would cost somebody their life if they misused blood. Please open your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 23 with me. 2 Samuel chapter 23, and this is where we get the water, the blood. 2 Samuel chapter 23, starting in verse 14, and we'll read up to 17, it says, David was then in the stronghold, and an outpost of the Philistines was in Bethlehem. Then David expressed his longing, if only I could have a drink of water from the cistern by the gate in Bethlehem. At that, the three mighty warriors forced their way into the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the cistern by the gate of Bethlehem, and brought it to David. But he refused to drink it and poured it out to Jehovah. He said, it is unthinkable on my part, O Jehovah, that I should do this. Should I drink the blood of the men going at the risk of their lives? So he refused to drink it. These are the things that the three mighty warriors did. So imagine how the account may have taken place. Under a night sky, David is surrounded by fellow soldiers at the mouth of a cave, Adullam, keeping watch for the Philistines that they might raid. David expresses contempt for the Philistines at their outpost in Bethlehem. They have no right to invade and be a part of getting into Bethlehem and ruining his hometown. He longs for that fresh water from Bethlehem. If only you could have just a sip of that. Later, three of men's mighty men burst into the camp. They're bruised, they're wounded. They triumphantly present David with a skin bottle of water from Bethlehem. We take a look at the scene then and we think about it. You notice to the left there, they're recounting to David all of the things that are, the arrows that are going past them, the sword fights that they had, how they got the bruises. David, admiring their bravery, says, you risked your lives for me? That's really something. About to drink the water, David stops himself. Suddenly begins speaking to Jehovah. Jehovah, should I drink the blood of the men going at the risk of their lives? David pours the water out. You notice the astonishment on their faces as they object? What are you doing? We risked our lives for you. But David reminds them about God's law on blood. He commends them for their loyalty and their bravery, but he tells them that their lives are too precious to risk to satisfy by a drink of water and his craving. So he embraces them. He assures them of victory over the Philistines. Eventually we'll retake Bethlehem. Then we'll drink from that well legitimately. The men, they're clearly grateful for David's respect for life. They reaffirm their loyalty to him and to Jehovah. What David poured out to Jehovah was actually water. It wasn't blood. David understood the principle, though, regarding the sanctity of life. Let's turn to the law, though, in Leviticus 17, verse 14. Turn with me, please, to Leviticus 17 and verse 14. Notice we read there, "For the life of every sort of flesh is its blood, because the life is in it. Consequently, I said to the Israelites, you must not eat the blood of any sort of flesh, because the life of every sort of flesh is its blood. Anyone eating it will be cut off." So he understood that risking life to satisfy a personal desire would reflect disloyalty regarding Jehovah's view of life. In David's eyes, that water was like the lifeblood of the men. Do we show similar loyalty to the principles around the sanctity of life? We're going to talk for a moment to Brother Meinberg. He had an incident a little while back that helped him to consider Bible principles that we have been discussing. So, Brother Meinberg, what happened a little while back?
Well, a number of years ago, I had some friends over for the evening. We played some video games, had a few laughs, but when one game got quite competitive and it got very late, we decided we would stay up all night. The problem with that idea was that it was a weeknight. We all had to work the next day. I had a 45-minute commute as well. So in spite of being severely overtired, I drove to work the next day. I actually fell asleep at the wheel and hit a light pole and totaled my car. Fortunately, I was the only one involved in it, and I wasn't injured as well.
Wow, that was really something. So how did Bible principles lead you to change your behavior, thinking on this?
Well, after the accident, I couldn't help but think about how much worse it could have been. You know, being raised in the truth, I knew exactly how important life was to Jehovah. And this got me thinking about what could have happened that day if I'd hit another car or a pedestrian. So I could have killed someone because of a reckless decision that I made. By selfishly putting my own entertainment in first place, I needlessly risked the lives of others. I knew I could be blood guilty because of that, and that really bothered me. Mm-hmm. So I made a promise to Jehovah from that point on that I was never going to put others' lives at risk like that anymore.
Okay. Well, how have you benefited now that you've applied this principle?
Well, I would have to say I have a much more balanced view of entertainment. You know, even though I might be enjoying myself, I have to consider my own limitations. So even I know that my service to Jehovah is much more important than a few extra hours of entertainment. So when I'm at a gathering or I'm enjoying some other form of entertainment, I think about what I'm going to be doing the next day, and I realize that sometimes I have to cut it short.
Okay, well, thank you for that. We understand you've recently been appointed to serve as a ministerial servant, so we pray Jehovah's blessing on your continued application of Bible principles. Thank you. Let's turn to a scripture in Psalm 19 and verse 8. Psalm 19 and verse 8. It says there, "The orders from Jehovah are righteous, causing the heart to rejoice. The commandment of Jehovah is clean, making the eyes shine." So when we understand the principle behind God's law on blood, we will want to search our feelings. How do I feel about violent entertainment, such as that found in movies, video games, or comic books? How do I feel about violent or dangerous sports? Do I think ahead about these things? Do I try to analyze? I seem to be drawn to these things, and use those principles to say, no, I'm going to reject that, the way David did, looking at it like, this is water. No, it's blood. I don't want any part of it. Is our respect for life that keen? Is it evident that we respect life when we examine the condition of our homes, our vehicles? Recently, I had to put on some new tires on the vehicle because I didn't want to have an accident. We have to think about all of the different ways in our home, our driving habits, All of these things show whether we're respecting the principles on blood or not. So if, like David, we take time to consider the principles underlying each of Jehovah's laws, our decisions will reflect loyalty to Jehovah.